Of course, we've got Robbie Slater on right now to talk some football. We've had semi-finals, elimination finals again today. Brisbane Roar out, Melbourne City through. And, of course, we've got some English Premier League as well as FA Cup. Rob's on the line. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Hey, morning, Rob.
Just out of a little interest, because of what's happened with Jackson Hastings and Daly Cherry Evans through the course of the week, our talk topic today is teammates. Just having a bit of a dust-up, bit of a blow-up. And we have it on good authority that Clayton Zane and yourself had a little bit of a bust-up at half-time at the Northern Spirit. Any truth to that rumour?
I had a few bust-ups. I was a fiery redhead, remember?
Well,
and so, yeah, the dust-up with Clayton Zane wasn't a real dust-up because, look, he was a youngster at the time, and, you know, it really was handbags. But I did have a couple of big ones in the Premier League, really big ones.
Who with?
One with Carlton Palmer at Southampton. I had one with Mike Newell at Blackburn Rovers and one with Don Hutchinson at West Ham. All quite well-known players in their day over there. Mm. And, I guess that came from being the Aussie because we used to get the mickey taken out of us being Aussies over there. At that stage, there wasn't many players playing in Europe there weren't any in the Premier League. It was just me and Bozza. So we used to cop a bit of stick saying, you know, you guys can't play football. You know, stick to your cricket, stick to your rugby.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So you used to have to stand up for the flag, mate.
When you say dust up, Robbie, was it pushes and shoving or a couple of haymakers thrown?
Yeah, if you that's exactly right, yes.
Did you have any?
Definitely. Actually, Carlton Palmer's one was quite, it was three rounds. There was one on the training ground. Then we got sent to the training and the showers, you know, the changing rooms were quite a way away. We were training on one of the far pitches. So there was round two, about halfway to the training sheds, and then round three in the training sheds.
Right.
Who won?
Did you have any wins? Yeah.
Yeah, I did, actually. I can tell you now, he was the favourite.
The underdog.
The underdog. I love it.
The underdog, son.
The bulldog underdog.
I love it.
How good. Hey, mate, the performance of Melbourne City, is it going to be enough to concern the Newcastle Jets? They play in the semi-final next week.
Yeah, look, it will, Jimmy, because Melbourne City, I think now, I'll have a stab, but it wasn't that long ago, maybe three rounds ago, Melbourne City went to Newcastle, where they will have to go next week. And they outplayed Newcastle thoroughly. I think it was 3-0 in the end, and really gave them a touch-up. So that'll be in the back of their mind. I remember saying at the time that was just, you know, looking forward to the finals, that could happen, that match-up again. It was a bit of a psychological win as well for Melbourne City. So, yeah, without a doubt, they're a chance, big chance.
And how do you see this afternoon's game? Well, this evening's game, 6 p.m. kickoff, Melbourne Victory versus Adelaide United, Robbie?
Look, I think in finals, the home ground advantage is massive. Victory have an outstanding record against Adelaide in Melbourne over the history of the competition. Adelaide did beat them once quite well this season, but their last one was Victory winning 3-0 at this venue. I think Victory will be too strong with their experience as well in that side. You know, grand final winning experience and grand final losing experience, of course, last season when they lost only on penalties to Sydney. So, yeah, I think it'll be Sydney-Melbourne Victory next week. And, of course, we know Newcastle-Melbourne City.
All right, let's go to the EPL. West Brom, 2-2 with Liverpool, dropping points there, but no one's going to be surprised that Mo Salah got another goal.
Yeah, and so did Harry Kane, of course, the other morning when he played against Brighton. So, Salah, still 4 goals up in the golden boots. But that's not a very good result for Liverpool, stating the absolute obvious. You know, they've got a chance to catch Manchester United. That could be it now. 3 points. United have got to get a game in hand.
Yeah.
So it's not a great result. Of course, Liverpool started with Danny Ings up front, rested Firmino. West Brom, I tell you what, they've beaten Manchester United. Now they've drawn with Liverpool. If they could have had this kind of form, they wouldn't have got relegated throughout the season. And the relegation, which is always, you know, a big thing in England as well, is, well, it's looking pretty much down. Southampton could only draw with Leicester. And Stoke have played one game extra. So that's the bottom three, West Brom, Stoke, Southampton. That's looking pretty much done.
It looked like they're going to go down next season. Man, you had a 2-1 FA Cup win over Tottenham. Jimmy's pretty happy, Robbie.
Of course he is. Yeah, Tottenham. Yeah, Pochettino's a wonderful team, and but they're not delivering, in the big game.
Yeah,
and that's a problem for Spurs fans, of course. But United. I have said that Mourinho is not the most popular man at Manchester United, but he's got him sitting comfortably in second. He's now got him to a final of the FA Cup, so it's turning out not a bad season. Manchester City have just had one of those seasons in the Premier League that will go down in history.
Mm.
One of the best five teams we've probably seen. So Mourinho, in spite of copping criticism from his own fans about the way United play and that, he's certainly got them in good positions, FA Cup final, as I said, comfortably second in the league.
Yeah, Manchester United not happy with comfortably second throughout their history. So
yeah.
We'll be interesting to see what happens in the off-season with recruits and so forth. Good on you, Rob.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks for that. Remind us not to get on your bad side, okay?
No, you're far enough away. Actually, you're not that far.
Should pop in one Sunday morning, Rob.
Mate, I was a bit nervous.
No. Those days are well and truly over.
Very good. Good on you, mate. We'll speak next week.
Cheers, boys.